As you listen to God's servant Tayo Oladejo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Now the description of the church here, that we could see that what we have here is contention in the spirit, isn't that so? And that is the metaphor, that figurative expression or caption of the end of the age. The end of the age is not a cool, nice time. And that tells us what should be our comportment, the accurate comportment of the church. The end of the age is not a time when there's going to be so much ice cream. Everyone's just going to be serving up with ice cream in the spirit. Praise God. That's not the end of the age. Otherwise, you have come to hurt at the wrong time. The end of the age is a time of contention, the time of combat. It's the time when the kingdom of darkness, when you hear the word dragon, let someone say dragon. Let me tell you what the technology of dragon is. In the garden in Genesis, we all know, remember that serpent. And the Bible tells us when describing this dragon, it said that dragon is the old serpent in Genesis that plotted the fall of man. But in the Revelation, he's developed into a monster with many heads. So what happened? You remember God cursed the dragon that you feed on dust. What happened is that the old serpent had been feeding on dust. You know what dust is? Dust is a description of the carnal nature of man. It's a description of lust. Is a description of the flesh. And if the enemy continue to feed on our carnal tendencies of ignorance and bitterness and deception and inordinate ambition, and we keep giving that to the devil, you know what you're doing? You are feeding the dragon. So by the end of the age, it's grown to become a monster. That's who we are contending with. With that technology, then we know how to fight it. You see, how to cut the influence of the dragon off your space is to stab him. So when you die to lust, and you die and you are being crucified in the flesh, you are stabbing the dragon. And as you extend the tentacles of your sphere of influence, the dragon's legitimacy is being neutralized. And God is raising a company of mankind that will stab the dragon to death. Praise God. So the end of the age is an era of contention in the spirit. That's why I say contention. An era of contention. That's why when you see every scripture that talks about the last days, what the Bible talks about, darkness will cover the earth. And God says that, yes, I will permit darkness. The Bible says the harvest is the end of the age. The Lord Jesus said that. We're going to say harvest of darkness. Darkness, the Bible talks about the death of Satan. The end of the age is when the enemy will unleash the death of Satan. But it is in the midst of that obscurity that light will shine. Ecclesia will emerge. And the primary concern of his people is going to be, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the only cry of heaven. God has one cry. God is not concerned about how the earth is depleting, the ozone layer. He's concerned about one thing. His kingdom come. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.